I never.
Not familiar with.
Not familiar with that tune. Okay. I have seen them, you know, like in certain places where I've been, but mm-hmm. never heard them referred to as that.
Okay. Speaking of apartment houses, does the word tenement mean anything to you?
Yeah. I would say yes.
What would that be? Would it be the same thing as an apartment building? Or?
Well, yes, it would mean that there are several families living in this house as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Several families living together or in different...
In different apartments in this mm-hmm. lodge.
Mm-hmm. And you might call that a...
Tenement house.
Tenement house. Mm-hmm. Okay. And this, I believe you mentioned when we were talking earlier, but a place... where the people actually buy their own apartments.
Condominium.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you ever shorten that?
Yeah, condo, yes.
Condo, yeah. Are there very many of those around here?
Well, not a whole lot of them, but we do have some around.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there's one that you might want to see when you... before you leave, you might want to buy an apartment.
Oh, I think
that's... Pinnacle Port.
Not quite prepared to make that kind of investment. What's the name of it again?
Pinnacle Port.
Is it a new place?
It's relatively new, but it's all the way out to the edge of the beaches, you know, mm-hmm. at Phillips Inlet, you know, mm-hmm. just before you go across the bridge into Destin.
Mm-hmm. Swanky?
I understand that. I've never been out to even see that. No, I couldn't invest, so I never yeah. bothered you.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be real swanky.
Yeah. Do you have a name for an apartment that occupies an entire level of a building?
A flat.
Mm-hmm. People around here use that much.
Not too much. I've just learn those terms, I guess, from other people that mm-hmm. usually come from the bigger cities, from yeah. especially from northern cities, and they talk about flat. What is a flat?
That was a new one on me. I mm-hmm. always associated it with, you know, British usage.
Yeah, well, you know, I had to learn what a flat mm-hmm. was, because we just don't use that around here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people come in and they are appalled at all of the space that we have around us and how we spread the houses
mm-hmm.
out. Ooh, look at the space you have, you know. We had one lady to visit us from Detroit. And she's talking about the waste of space, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And how we could, we probably wouldn't be as cold if we had a basement, you know, mm-hmm. all of the dampness coming up from the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't have cold weather that much.
Do many people around here have shelters they use for during the hurricane season or anything like that?
Certain public buildings are mm-hmm. used. In a lot of cases, like schools.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me, city hall, a lot of places that without a lot of glass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. In an apartment building, do you have a name for the man who's responsible for upkeep, might do plumbing work or electrical repair or something like that?
I imagine so. I think they call him a caretaker.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would that be any different, say, from a man who actually lives there in the apartment complex and is part of his job is to show prospective tenants around?
I would think so. I would sort of consider him as maybe the manager, the owner, or something of that sort.
Mm-hmm. But have you ever heard the specific term resident manager?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You would call him a?
Or at least a person who stays there, who manages the mm-hmm. building. He's the one to
mm-hmm.
receive all of the complaints.
Right. Right. And the term I used?
The resident manager.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.